Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Only 106.7 The Fan. On Wednesdays on the B. Mitch and Finley program, we like to go through the power ranks. We try to be consistent, so we go with Eric Edholm, NFL.com. He writes them every week. Pretty savvy guy. In fact, if you go back and look at the Commander, I mean, all of these NFL teams have gotten good at this, but the teams love to point out when all the experts pick one team to win and then the other team wins. Well, the Commanders tweeted this out of the NFL.com writers and analysts. Only one picked Washington to win in L.A., and I believe it was Eric Edholm. And it's something the Commanders tweeted out and just kind of poked some fun with it. Yeah. If you look at this.
You know somebody going to be upset about that.
Well, not Eric Edholm because he actually.
No, I am, but I'm just saying, like, those people like to pick. But when somebody calls it out on them, then they got a problem with that. Well, don't pick publicly then.
Right.
You know?
This is the business we've chosen.
Yeah.
All right, so no more undefeated teams in the NFL, B. Who's your top team in the league?
I said the Eagles still.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said Detroit. Edholm put Detroit at number one, Eagles at number two. You're just not concerned of the offensive issues Philly has?
No.
Just confident they'll get it right.
I'm not concerned about the offensive issues. I still think that they got a defense that can disrupt the hell out of people.
Interesting.
Give them a chance.
Yeah. They're now through five games now. They're 4-1. They are 12th in scoring, 16th in points allowed. 12th in scoring, 30th in yards gained.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Horrible. But they're 12th in scoring. See, I told you I watched that little thing last night.
First, the turnovers are not giving the ball away.
I watched that thing last night.
Yeah.
The 30-for-30 with the Ravens. They were horrible in scoring. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I know it happens every blue moon, but defense, as long as you got a defense, you got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, their defense this year isn't as good as last year, but it's still relatively early in the season. I'm not saying we need to move Philly way down, but Philly at two seems fair. What would be your top five? Because there's a bunch of teams at 4-1 now.
I still think the Bills. I mean, the Bills are still good. I'm more concerned about Green Bay than what I know Neil and other people like Green Bay. I like what's my team right there? Tampa. Let's go. They're playing their butts off, man, so I got to give them their credit now.
So you're saying Philly, Detroit, Buffalo.
Detroit, Buffalo, Tampa, that's four.
Yeah, and you want Green Bay five?
I don't know if I'm going to put Green Bay five. I may put Seattle before Green Bay at this point.
Interesting. So you and Edholm think a lot alike. He goes Detroit, Philly, Buffalo, Tampa, Seattle number five. Seattle just lost to Tampa at home. Darnold throws a late pick.
Green Bay came out on fire.
Yeah.
They had just made the trade. Everybody was excited. They have come back down to earth quickly.
Yeah.
So I don't.
There's a bunch of teams, though, with better records.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Jacksonville.
I'm still not. I told you I like what Whitcomb did the other night. I'm not completely sold on Jacksonville. And then when I look at San Fran, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep doing this with all those injuries.
What about Indy?
I'm not going to put them in it right now. Top five, I'm not putting them there.
No, I think that's fair. But at some point, doesn't the conversation change for Indy when they just look like that complete of a team versus just having questions about the quarterback?
You know, Indy could remind me of right now, very much Minnesota last year.
Yeah.
They were exceptional throughout the year. When they got down to the rough things, then they faltered big time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, they're sitting at 4-1. But you don't
best
you don't
go, point differential in the NFL.
Fine, but you don't go to Super Bowl for 4-1. You go to Super Bowl for 16-17 game seasons. And then you gotta now revamp and come back. So I don't know that yet. Now they have a running game, but I'm not sure. And he's had his nicks over the years. If something happened to him, then Daniel Jones gonna carry him?
I don't know that one. Jonathan Taylor's been really, really good. I really like Tampa at 4-1. I do think the Bucs could win the NFC. I think the NFC is much more open because I don't think Detroit and Philly were dominant in a way that they were last year. I think Tampa can be a factor. I think Seattle can be a factor. Green Bay, L.A., and I still think Washington can be a factor.
Yeah. They have to get more consistent, though.
Totally.
Yeah.
And especially on the defensive front. So, at home, NFL.com goes Lions, Eagles, Bills, Bucs, Seahawks, Packers, Rams, Colts, and then the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading now. If you're a Commanders fan, this was exactly the kind of performance you wanted to see from Jaden Daniels after the face of the franchise missed two games. It was also the kind of defense I wasn't sure Washington was capable of playing. But by golly, the Quentin Johnston fumble on, and that unit was locked in. Furthermore, this was a breakout game for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, who went from contributor to undisputed RB1. Even after the rookie's fourth quarter fumble, the Commanders kept feeding him, which told me they believe in the 24-year-old who goes by Bill. There have been some bumpy parts to the road so far this season, but the Commanders are sitting at 3-2 and suddenly in good shape again after their first road win of the year. A tough pack of games is in front of them, but it feels like they're back on the upswing after a statement win. You feel the same?
I'm with that.
I am too. You know, it felt kind of similar after the Raiders win, and then you go to Atlanta and get thumped. So, at some point, you got to string more.
They have to get the consistency going, and like they've been like this. They've been on some rolling hills. They got to find a way to find the flat ground somewhere and just get them one, like two, three games in a row.
Right. Do you think
– then you'll be taken very serious.
Is this a stretch where they can maybe pull off three in a row? So you beat L.A., then you've got Chicago at home.
Chicago here to Dallas. It's possible.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking D.C. sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
Get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
That would get, I mean, get to 4-2 before you worry about 5-2.
Yeah.
But you'd like to stack some wins here. I think KC on the road on Monday night is going to be a difficult game.
Will be.
Doesn't mean you can't win it. There's no rule against winning difficult games.
Just, you got to match them, man. I mean, that's the thing about it. The thing about Pat. Pat will scramble around, hold on to it. He can hurt you with his legs. They were talking about it the other night. The guy, when you see him, you don't say, oh, this dude going to break it. But, hell, he was the leading rusher on the football team. He was the leading rusher in that game. Because you don't suspect that he's going to hurt you with his legs. Everyone knows how he can throw the ball, how he can dice you up. But he also will pull it down and give you that little funny Pat Mahomes run and get first downs on you all day.
For sure.
So
he does. Your little impression of how he runs was kind of funny. Continuing on just with the power rankings. Right after Washington is Denver. Denver got a really good win against the Eagles on the road.
Yeah.
Do you think that win is kind of a spark for Denver to keep it going?
It could be. If they can build off of it, you know. Sometimes you go out there and you get those wins, and then the next week you falter because you're still happy that you knocked off that team.
Totally.
You know, so it's going to come down to what they do the next game.
I think Jacksonville's similar, right? Like, that win in Jacksonville seems super important.
They haven't beat them in how many years? How long?
I don't know. a lot.
They could be down there throwing a party, a parade. You never know.
Right. It's awesome you were able to get that win. Undeniably a big win for perhaps most of all your quarterback to go on the road like that and kind of prove it. But you got to keep stacking them for it to matter. If you think about Denver, B, and I don't know, is Denver playing overseas this week? My guess is they are because it's a 9:30 kickoff.
It got to be.
So Denver just beat Philly in Philly. So, boys, look that up for me if this is a overseas game. But they go Philly, then the Jets, then the Giants. Like, you'd like to think if you're a legit good team, that's three in a row for you. And then all of a sudden, the Broncos look very legit if that record stretches to 5-5.
London.
Okay. So Broncos, Jets, and London.
At Wembley?
Maybe. They also play at the Tottenham Stadium, I think. Jags at 11. Your Kansas City Chiefs at 12.
Mm.
Seem fair?
Yeah. Kansas City going to have something to say in the end. I'm just letting you know.
It's funny because prior to the Jacksonville game, I think Kansas City probably creeps back up into the top five,
top seven.
If they had
won that game, they would have jumped.
Well, I think people were starting to really buy into KC again, and then they lost, and people were like, oh.
But think about it.
That's not what happens.
They're two and three.
Yeah.
And when you
– two more weeks without
and,
Rice.
And we had Neil on earlier. Neil had him higher than 12.
I think he had him like fourth.
Okay. So people understand – you may get those games every once in a while, like they lost to Jacksonville, but that team is going to be a problem down the stretch.
Niners at 13. They have so many injuries, it's hard to know what the hell San Fran is, but they also just keep winning games.
Yeah.
Do you think they will allow a Mac Jones, Brock Purdy quarterback situation?
If you're paying one guy over $50 million a year, no. You're going to just bench him? Not many people think like the man down in Atlanta. Okay, when you're making that type of money, you're gonna be earning it. You're not gonna just be getting it. You got to be on the field playing.
That's
why they call it starting quarterback money.
Right.
They don't call it sitting on the bench quarterback money.
All right, we'll run through the rest of the NFL power ranks. Where's Dallas? Where are the Giants? Dallas is interesting to me just because I think that tie will end up mattering late in the year if they're hanging around for a wild card spot. Dallas exactly 500 through five games, 2-2-1. Let's figure out where they are in the power ranks as well as a bad New York Giants team. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.